don't believe in God? What are you, crazy? Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
Hello, I'm Mike Kellogg, and this is Key Life. If you are interested in honest and practical Bible teaching for struggling believers, you are at the right place. Here's Steve Brown.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend. And I hope your pastor's sermon was as... I don't say it anymore, but I have a friend, and I just got a call from him, who's one of my real close friends, and I returned his phone call, and the first thing he said, Steve, my pastor's sermon was better than your pastor's sermon. I used to say that, and that made so many of you so angry, so I quit saying it, but he was listening to an old tape, and then he just laughed. He said it probably was, and I said, no, it wasn't. And so I just want you to know my pastor's sermon was better than your pastor's sermon. And if you don't think that, you probably don't love your pastor as much as I love my pastor. We had a great time of worship. Hope you did, too. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Amos, assuming that everything goes as planned. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. One time we were doing a building program in a church where I was the pastor, and we were in debt, and we didn't have money for postage stamps, but we kept giving to missionaries. But it was during the time when Robert Schuller had those little pins, God Will, and one of our staff people, Kathy, said in the middle of the staff meeting, we ought to have pins too. And I said, what, and sell them? She said, no, just give out pins. They say, maybe you will, maybe you won't. So, assuming the things, and maybe they will, and maybe they won't, go as planned, we're going to finish Amos about the middle of the week, and then move on to Obadiah. And you say, oh, come on, man, I never read Obadiah. What is you're going to like Obadiah, and you're going to like anything better than Amos. But we'll talk about that when we get to it. Now, if you were listening last week, now we got to pray. Let's pray before we study. Listen, I'm doing the best I can. I'm getting old. So stay with me. We'll pray, and then we'll study the Scriptures. Father, we're glad for your kindness and your grace and your love. Oversee the teaching this week. You know the people who will be listening. You know the things they're going through. You know the lonely nights. You know the guilt, the secrets, the family problems. You know the divorce. And you know the addictions. Father, you know those are just hanging on. Meet us in the teaching at the point of our need. Father, we trust you, and you're sufficient, and we know that, but sometimes we want to run. So meet us at the point of our need, and heal, and cleanse, and change, and forgive. And Father, as always, we pray for the one who teaches. Forgive him his sins, for they are many. We would see Jesus and him only, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you were listening, when we ended last week on Thursday, we were looking at Amos 5, and we were talking about the two kinds of people that God judges through the mouth of Amos. And the second group is in Amos 6, 1 through 8. Now, we saw in Amos 5, 18 through 27, that God is judging the people who have religion without substance. But I want you to know that God doesn't just ignore those who have no religion at all. So if you have your Bible, turn to the 6th chapter of Amos, and I'm going to start reading at the first verse of the 6th chapter of Amos. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes. Go over to Cana and see, and from there go to Hamath the Great, go down the Goths and the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms? Are their territory greater than your territory? Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seed of violence to come near, who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who chant to the sound of the stringed instruments and invent for yourselves musical instruments like David, who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore they shall now go captive as the first of the captives, and those who recline at banquets shall be removed. The Lord God has sworn by himself. The Lord God of hosts says, I abhor the pride of Jacob. I hate his palaces. Therefore, I will deliver up the city and all that is in it. Now, what's Amos talking about here? He's talking about people who trust in stuff other than God. They say, you've heard it. I'm glad your religion is true for you. But if it's all right with you, I'm going to trust in my job. Now, they don't say that, but that's what they mean. If it's all right with you, I'm going to trust in my philosophy. If it's all right with you, I'm going to trust in my degrees. If it's all right with you, I think I'm going to trust in my stuff. Now, these people may show up at church on Christmas or Easter, but only with heel marks from their house to the church. These are people who will smile and nod in the direction of God, as do many politicians, because they need the votes. But they don't believe it. They're not trusting that. They're trusting military power. They're trusting their stuff. They're trusting their knowledge. They're not trusting God. These are practical atheists who use the words of God, but who have nothing to do with God and really don't believe God. I remember one time getting bumped up on a, this is confession time, and all of you all of a sudden started listening, when I was on a flight, and I travel a lot on that airline, so they bumped me up to first class. Now, for those of you who are common peasants who ride in coach, they give you dried sandwiches if they feed you, but generally they don't. They give you a Coke and maybe peanuts or maybe pretzels. But if you're in first class, man, you get silver and crystal and pheasant. I just want you to know that. But you don't get that back in the cattle section, back in coach. Well, I knew that because sometimes they bumped me up, and I got up there, and we went through a storm. And I had the crystal and the silver, and I was eating pheasant, and it was really cool, man. I had all the room in the world. I could stretch out. I could hit a button on my seat, and it would put it in a reclining position, so I could recline and eat pheasant with my silver and drink my Coke from crystal and stuff. And we went through a storm, and it was a really bad storm. And all of a sudden, I realized I wasn't as afraid as I usually am in coach. And you say, why is that, man? Coach goes down, you go down too. I mean, if a hijacker hijacks the plane in coach, man, you at first, you hijack too. You know what I was doing? I was thinking, you know, I am so comfortable. And I feel so good about myself. And look at all the stuff that I have. I don't even have to pray. What was happening? I was doing exactly the same thing that you read about in Amos 6, 1 through 8. And Amos says, you don't even think about God. Use the name God. This email, and you may have gotten it, about some words from Ann Graham Lott, which he answers, I don't know if it's on a talk show or whatever, that people after 9/11 are saying, where's your God? He said, for years, she said, for years you've taken God out of schools, you've taken him out of our public education, out of our public institutions, and now you're saying, where's God? Isn't that good? Well, that's what Amos is talking about in Amos 6, 1 through 8. Now, if we're going to get to the exciting book of Obadiah, I must move on. If you have your Bible, look at Amos 8, 11 through 12. And I need to flip over the page in my Bible. 8, 11 through 12. Now this is in the middle of a section of five symbolic representations of judgment. And if you read through these nine chapters, you'll find there's judgment of locusts, of fire, the plumb line judgment, the basket of summer fruit, and God by the altar, absence of the word of God. Now look at 8, 11 through 12. This is the essence of the word. Word of God. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God. I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east they shall run to and fro, seeking what? The word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. You know, sometimes we forget how important to hear what God has to say. Faithful preachers who preach it, faithful teachers who teach it, and the times when we hear from God in our own personal devotional time, what it would be like if God never spoke, if God had never written it down, if he never told us what we needed to hear. And what Amos says is that the real judgment is when God withdraws his word. I have a friend who was talking about going to a church in Boston that I attended for a while. I remember the first time going to that church, and I was depressed and I was down. And they didn't read the Bible. They read Emerson. And I remember feeling, there's no hope. There's no help. There's an absence of something. And it was the word of God. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you don't have the Fall Magazine, love to send it to you. I wrote a piece, How to Be Christmas to the World. Pastor Pete Allinson has a wonderful piece. Makes some of you angry, but it's so good. As the fin of the church goes, so goes the church. Question and answer column, my itinerary. A lot of information on the upcoming Poop Pastors Conference. And a lot of good stuff to get you and those you love home with freedom and joy and faithfulness to Christ is your crowning achievement. It's free. Give us a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day. You can write Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Or Key Life, Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address. When I say it's free, I really mean that. But if you can help us financially, you know, I feel like I'm drowning in bills sometimes. And I believe that God has called the right people to stand with us. Pray about it. God calls you to do that, and you've been ministered to. Be as generous as you can. You can charge it on your MasterCard Visa Discover card included in your envelope. And for any contribution of any size when you request it, I'll send you the cassette teaching, The Assets of Weakness, from 2 Corinthians 4. You gotta go. Be sure and give us the call letters at this station when you write or call. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.